quick survey among the three of us here on the program, based on a conversation occurring in the YouTube commentary. Can we agree we don't want to hire John Gruden as the Packers' next coach?
No.
What
God,
are we
doing? No. I tell you what, man.
That's exactly what I was looking for there, John.
It'd be a pretty bad idea.
Let's get back to the phone lines on the Carbless Talk and text line. What is the allure of
Jason,
him?
Jason, how would it be received? And I am not at the point where I'm calling for Matt LaFleur's job, but I think it's very... For everybody that thinks this isn't going to be a conversation piece, they didn't extend him. We had a guy last night, and I text you guys this, that called in, and it was a thoughtful call. It wasn't, he wasn't throwing bombs or anything like that. It was thoughtful. And he said, it feels like Matt LaFleur isn't connected, and he is quiet quit. Quiet quit.
And I didn't know
Jesse,
what that meant.
Jesse knew immediately what quiet quitting meant, right?
But where you just years.
You keep showing up, you collect checks, and you don't really do anything. That's kind of, Jesse, that's not what you do. But that was kind of the point, and I disagree. I disagreed vehemently with him, but he felt strongly about it. And there is something to be said for when you know someone has bought in and believes in what you're doing compared to let's wait and see. And Ed Policy, let's make no mistake about it, said, let's wait and see.
He did.
He did.
Undeniably.
And I don't mind that decision because it's Ed Policy's tenure now, and he has every right to do what he wants. But this whole concept that nothing is going to, Green Bay is going to stick with us. If Green Bay doesn't make the playoffs, there's going to be changes. I don't know if that means it'll be Matt LaFleur, but there will be big changes, whether it's the staff or whatnot, because – Brian Gutekunst was very clear, and I think Ed Policy with the let's go get Micah Parsons is very clear that we have a sense of urgency. It's got to be done, and we got to move.
Mm-hmm.
Missing a playoffs is not going to be acceptable when you make the type of investments that this group has. So just wanted to drop that in there.
Do you think they will miss the playoffs?
They
are currently the seventh seed, which is kind of right where they end up usually.
I'm going to say that I did not think for a minute that we'd ever even have to broach the conversation.
Yep.
And it is definitely a broachable topic.
I was told that the division was over.
Yeah, I said it wasn't.
No, I
wanted to make sure.
You did.
I know.
No, I said
Homer. And I brought that up with Homer last night, and Homer was trying to place wagers over the air that I had to make sure I unsubscribed to. It was all charitable. But I said, just for the record, on our stream, I have nothing to do with any of this. The Green Bay Packers are going to have to be a lot better on offense to make the playoffs. If they perform like that last night, that's it. Then that topic becomes more than broachable.
We worried about 9.5 wins at Hard Rock.
I'm starting to sweat it a little bit. I still think we get to 11.
How's that MVP?
But it
thing
is not
going?
The it is not the lock stock that I thought. Well, MVP was always a flyer. That was a good odds. Let's fly on it. No, it's true. I was hoping. And by the way, if old boy goes on a run here and we end up getting 12 wins, it ain't crazy. Still not crazy. But probably not going to happen.
Let's go back to the phones. 844-7.
We end up 12-4-1, and is the 1 or 2 seed in Jordan Love. Guys, Jordan Love's numbers are still pretty good. So let's not look at, is it likely? No, but it's not like some crazy, it's not the craziest thing I've heard.
And this is not an indictment of Jordan individually, but the way the offense has functioned over the past weeks. To suggest that they're going to go 12-4-1 and he will be in the MVP conversation at season's end, the timing of such a statement feels a little off.
Well, you brought it up. All I'm saying is, remember last week, they never punted. Just for the record.
It's true.
Not one punt. So we act like, yeah, we scored a minimal amount of points. It was a bad turnover, a missed field goal. All of that is part of football. But let's not act like last week the offense was completely inept like it was last night. Last night was much more ineptitude than the Carolina game was. Okay? Just want to make sure that we're clear about that.
A couple of nice games down the stretch. Hunter Simmons could be in the Heisman conversation, too.
Wow. Okay.
You're really going to try to make that comp.
Back to the phones. I've lost control of the program. 844-770-3776. Let's go to Ron in Sheboygan. Ron, thanks for holding on. Packers lose to the Eagles 10-7. Your thoughts?
R-E-L-A-X is my thoughts. I'm like Dick. I'm old enough to remember just 1 year ago when virtually everybody that covers the National Football League was lauding this head coach and his ability to, quote-unquote, get in his bag, particularly when we took a quarterback by the name of Malik Willis, who had been in the team planning stages for 10 days and went on to win a game. Has he suddenly gone brain dead? I don't think so. Number two, I'm pretty sure that Matt LaFleur, even if you think he's gone brain dead, doesn't draw a place to have his wide receiver cover a tackle eligible, wiping out a 23-yard gain. Pretty sure he doesn't design crossing patterns to have the wide receivers run into each other in the middle of the field, thus eliminating your number one and number two read. Pretty sure he doesn't teach his Pro Bowl running back on a leak pattern to turn his shoulders to the inside instead of turning to the outside where he's supposed to go. Let's just be careful about claiming that our head coach, who just a year ago was talked about as being one of the best play designers and best play callers in the National Football League, has suddenly had a stroke or gone absolutely nuts. Finally, I'm old enough to remember way back in 2021 when the Kansas City Chiefs faced two deep zones, and for the first 10 weeks of the season, the greatest quarterback ever born, apparently, had 6 touchdowns and 4 interceptions and less than 2,000 yards passing. And they went on to win the Super Bowl. Yes, you can beat two deep coverages, and I'll help you out here. It's called Pella windows and doors. Okay, you can't cover every inch of grass on two deep coverages. There are windows in these two deep coverages that can be utilized on 3 and 5 step drops. And I'm pretty sure that Matt LaFleur, who everybody now wants fired 12 months after he was considered one of the best play callers and play designers in National Football League, he's going to figure this out. So I'm going to finalize with what I began with, R-E-L-A-X. Thanks, guys.
Really good call, Ron. I think the very measured. I think the parallel to Kansas City and what Mahomes went through during that season is a very good one. I agree. Now, again, there are layers of blame.
I don't know if I'm ready to put Andy Reid in.
No, I'm not. No, I'm saying that you lost. Also, he didn't mention this, but not only are you facing the two deep zone stuff, but now you've lost Tucker Kraft, who would be your Jason or Travis Kelce. You would like to see him be the guy who's finding those windows and catching the ball. So that's part of the problem here. The thing that he said about LaFleur and about what he did in, you know, creating a game plan that won 2 games with Malik Willis at quarterback is a fantastic point too. I don't think he has gone brain dead. I do think, as we talked about earlier, the optics of him over on the sideline with his fruit ninja on his tablet was less than ideal. But I don't think so either. But again, there's all kinds of blame to go around here. No one on this panel, anyway, is saying that this is all Matt LaFleur's fault. And Ron is right about some of the examples he gave. At the same time, I do think that Matt LaFleur has 2 timeouts with a minute 35-ish left and a critical 4th and less than a yard. You call timeouts at much less opportune times. That is a gotta-have-it play. And you rushed it and the opponent shouted out the play you were about to run before you ran it.
A little bit louder now. A little bit louder now.
So in that instance, I think he deserves criticism for not, as he likes to say, popping a timeout. Gotta get that one. Gotta. And his argument was that they still got the ball back. That's only because...
They did.
That's only because, inexplicably, Nick Sirianni went even more brain dead.
Now, yeah, he did, but they would have got the ball back with 25 seconds left. They should have punted, but they didn't. So
right.
The timeouts did... Saving the timeout at least gave you a breath.
Right.
And it ended up giving you
was the better,
a lot of breaths because Sirianni was an idiot.
What was the better opportunity, though? Use one of the two timeouts there and make sure you get the fourth down. Or
run
save
up and
it.
Run a quarterback sneak. Run up and run your quarterback
well,
sneak. Get your yard
that
moving
been
along.
Better. Certainly that would
have
been better.
Don't go shotgun, Jason. Don't go
again,
shotgun.
I agree. And who called the play?
Okay.
Matt LaFleur
right.
did. And
that's the better option. I don't have a problem with him not using the timeout there. Go up, run the play, Tom Brady quarterback sneak it, move on with your life. But you didn't. And that stuff happens. And so, to Ron had a lot of good points there.
He did.
I don't think Matt LaFleur, I don't think this is a RELAX situation either. I think this should be urgent. I think you need urgency, not relaxing. This isn't week four.
Yeah.
Okay? You have all right. your divisional opponents coming up that know you better than the Philadelphia Eagles do. And you better get your blank together. And a lot of times, yeah, you want to stay the course and show all that. But there's also other times where it's like, we got to do something. Like, you can't just stand pat and hope. You don't have Tucker Kraft ain't coming through that door. Jaden Reed ain't coming through that door in the next couple weeks. Elgton Jenkins ain't coming through that door. So what are you going to do? I don't think you just, relax. It'll all work itself out. I disagree with that. But Matt LaFleur has been a good he's been a good play caller. He still is, but he has not figured it out yet. He has a new formula. He needs the old janitor from Goodwill Hunting to come in and help him. Because right now he's looking at that board and he doesn't know what the hell he's doing. He's got to get that equation figured out.
He needs Matt Damon?
He needs a janitor from Goodwill Hunting to go figure out that equation because right now they're stumped. They're guessing. They're hoping. But they don't. I don't even remember what that solved. But whatever it was, we don't have it. Do you think we should be in the RELAX era, or do you think we should be in the we better
yeah,
get moving era?
I would say this. I don't want to speak for Ron. I think Ron's saying we need to RELAX in our killing LaFleur and the other stuff. I don't think there's a there's no need for urgency. You're sitting at 5-3-1. You're the number 7 seed. You're playing really bad offensive football. There absolutely has to be urgency to finding solutions. And I would think Ron would agree with that. I think more his RELAX remark, again, not speaking for him, was referring to the, you know, questions about are you coaching for your job and all that other stuff. All right, we need to get to a ton more calls. I need to do a much better job of interrupting from time to time. You need to do a good job of listening to the new season of the Behind the Bucks podcast on the Bucks Plus
Audio
Network.
Good win last night.
Presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Locked In, narrated by Bucks legend Marcus Johnson, takes you inside the team's pursuit of a championship. Hear from the Bucks stars on how competition is building chemistry and fueling another run to win it all. Find Behind the Bucks on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, the new ESPN Wisconsin app, and wherever you get your podcasts, including Spotify. Behind the Bucks, presented by Gallagher.
By
More
the way,
questions.
The Bucks beat up on the Mavs, and guess what happened to old Nico? Good night, Nico, the GM for the Mavs. Bye-bye. Okay. Trading Luka Doncic for nothing. Oh, boy.
He's got Cooper Flag now, though. More of your calls next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
I hope someday we'll sit down together and laugh with each other about these
seriously behind. We need to catch up.
Yep.
Let's get back to your calls. 844-770-3776. Packers lose to the Eagles 10-7. Will in L.A. Will, your thoughts. Good morning.
Sorry, I had someone else queued up there. My bad. We're good with Will now.
Sorry, I didn't scroll far enough down. My fault. Hi, Will.
And Will's not even here. Will's not here. All right,
that's
good
one.
Start.
One down. Let's go to Mike in West Philly. Mike in West Philly, who is not an Eagles fan. Mike, how are things in Philly today?
Well, it's good for them, not for me. Not at all. Guys, let me cook for a little bit. Okay. I listened to Mike Daniels give an interview one time, and Tausch, I want you to comment on this. Okay. Why don't the Green Bay Packers win dog fights? I understand that the defense played well, but we lost a divisional playoff game to the San Francisco 49ers. It was a dog fight. The 2014 NFC Championship game against the Seahawks, it was a dog fight. Hurts is 4-0 against us, and the last two games have been dog fights. That's not a Matt LaFleur issue. That's not a Jordan Love issue. It's not even an Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy issue. That is a Green Bay Packers issue, and I'm sick of it. Granted, the defense played great, and I love the effort that they gave. But we got to understand that the issue isn't too high. No, the issue is that people know when they play the Green Bay Packers is that if you make it muddy and nasty, they won't come out on top. And I don't know if it's the players. I don't know if this is what Mike Daniels said, because Mike Daniels said it was cultural. He says they frown upon that type of play style. But guess who plays like that? San Fran? Guess who plays like that? Philadelphia? Guess who plays like that? Detroit? The list goes on and on. Why don't the Green Bay Packers win dog fights? That's my first question. This is my second point, and Tasha, I want you to answer this one too. Jordan Love earned his contract. He earned his contract. I'm not saying that he shouldn't have got paid. He shouldn't have got paid. But Tasha, that's all he's done. When you watch Jordan Love play, the IQ is low. I'm sorry to say, and Jordan, I hope you hear this, because you're my dog, and I'm rooting for you, bro. I want nothing but great from you. But the fact is, bro, you're a dumb quarterback. It's second and long. You're launching the ball in the double coverage, and the flat is open. House, you know this. Coaches and everything like that, that's well and dandy. And I'm not letting those guys off the hook. They weren't good. But players win games. When he's in the pocket, he's tripping over himself. Granted, the protection wasn't great. But you're not going to have a whole bunch of Hall of Famers on your offensive line every time. Bro, check the ball down. Hit the dig route that's wide open. Hit it. Jordan Love is not playing like a quarterback who can win a Super Bowl. And if teams are going to say, when we play the Green Bay Packers, if we muddy the waters, they will crumble. All week I heard in my city, this team was soft. And guys, I don't have no response to it. That's a problem.
Can we sound graph a caller?
I don't know. It sounds like we may. So Mike has a couple of points there. And the muddying the waters. Listen, Dan Campbell came out and told you, we're going to drag you out to the sea. And we're going to make this thing, you know, we're going to basically, he said, we're going to drown you, is what he said, right? Uh-huh. We're going to be tougher. We're going to be in better shape. We're going to do this. As far as the Jordan Love component to this, I disagree with Mike. in the fact that I think Jordan wants to and feels like when he gets the play call and an opportunity to take a shot, he does it. Sometimes doesn't care what the coverage is. He does make decisions that make you go, he does. But as far as finding that rhythm, when he gets it, I just look back to the Pittsburgh second half. 20 in a row, he can really cook. But are there times that he tries to force the issue? He does. He's got more Favre in him than he's got Rodgers in him. I don't know if anybody can argue with that. He just does. And when you have that, you're going to get some good and some bad. And unfortunately, when you lose games, those bad plays come back to get you. The problem is you're not seeing the good. Were there any real big plays outside of the PI to Musgrave last night? And then the big play to Watson that got called back? Mm-hmm. So if you're going to have bad decisions and be risky, you have to have some good with it too. But I can't argue a ton with Mike about the muddying the waters. And teams do look at Green Bay, and I don't think they look at it on the defensive side of it anymore. But I do think they look at it and say, we're going to make you be physical with us, because I don't know if you can, and we're going to make you grind it out, because I don't know if you're patient enough, and I don't know if you're disciplined enough to execute long drives. That's what's happened the last couple weeks, and it's worked. And it's going to be done again until you prove that it won't.
Okay, a couple of just quick tidbits. Robert Saleh, I believe in a halftime speech when they were playing the Packers, said something to the effect of, we felt like if we just keep taking them down to deeper water, they'll find out they can't swim. Dan Campbell, with his motivational speech, was, we'll tread water as long as it takes to effing bury you. So both are true. And I don't know what the Packers' swimming skills are right now at this point. We need to get some more of your calls. We'll do that coming up on the Carbless Talk and text line, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. We will get some more of your calls coming up. Packers lose to the Eagles 10-7. Tausch, I am briefly curious, when Mike, who sounded very much like Stephen A. Smith, and I wish I could deliver my opinions as effectively as he just did, when Mike says that, I am very curious, is that a Matt LaFleur problem? That they are not
no,
what
because
he views
I think
as what
Mike
they
Daniels,
should be.
I think Mike got a lot of his thoughts from Mike Daniels, and I'm sure
he
Mike
did.
Does some radio probably
sure
up in the East Coast.
It.
Mike Daniels was very upset because Mike played with that edge and had that attitude. And I think he felt like he got muzzled a little bit in Green Bay.
I agree with that. Mm-hmm.
And he has said that. That's why I feel that way, because he's told me that. So when that is indeed the case, he's going to have an opinion that way. I think Green Bay, if you look at their defense, I don't think anybody is saying anything like that this defense isn't physical and flying around. They've been dynamite in that regard. Now, offensively, I really do think what you've seen is what you're getting, and that's what teams are going to continue to do. And is that a Matt LaFleur problem? Matt LaFleur's got to figure out some answers to it. So until that is the case, heck yeah, it's a Matt LaFleur problem.
I got a nice care package the other day from Iron Jock. Some pretty nice stuff
did.
In there. I did.
Yeah, great light hoodies, right? Am I right? Very
uh-huh.
lightweight hoodies.
Uh-huh.
They got the great Wildy and Tausch Iron Jock hoodie. Man, I've worn about every type of workout gear there is, and nothing compares to Iron Jock. Their performance apparel is built to fight sweat, stank, bacteria. I'm going to keep you feeling fresh no matter how hard you push. And now Iron Jock is introducing four new lightweight hoodies. I got mine in baby blue. These hoodies are world class with cooling, wicking, and four-way stretch, which are, if you're a little bit bigger, that four-way stretch makes you feel pretty doggone good. Go to ironjock.com to get your hoodie today. That's ironjock.com.
More of your calls next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
We go, and we go north of the border. I'm not even sure I'm prepared for this call. He is a beacon of positivity, a Canadian ray of sunshine. I'm guessing not today. It's Ricardo in Canada. Ricardo, hi. What do you think?
Good morning, boys. How y'all doing today?
How about those Blue Jays?
Oh, really? Oh, really?
Yeah, Jason, you're a jerk.
That was
cold-blooded. I hear people calling for Matt LaFleur and his job and all this nonsense, but I'm sorry. Yesterday's game was strictly on execution, and enough is enough of this. I heard yesterday the caller said that he silently quit. Listen, if you silently quit, then you in the second quarter don't literally take out your play sheet and start going through it to find out what the hell you can do. His team was not executing on any level, and this man was literally trying to do anything possible to get them to go. And that doesn't look like a guy who's quitting. That's a guy who's trying to figure it out. So I'll give him that to his credit. However, his team needs to play better, okay? Over and over again, Troy Aikman and Joe Buck were calling out Jordan Love for missing open receivers by not looking in the right spot. By panicking over and over again. The Christian Watson, you are here to play the deep ball. That's what you're not here to catch a five yard hitch. You're here to catch long ball. So when you're in double coverage and the quarterback is in the back of the head with the ball, that's on you. That's not your quarterback. Don't panic. Track the ball. That's your job. Bo Melton, I know you're a quarterback. You played wide receiver for how many years in your life? My man, 4th and 9, the ball hit you in the chest. In the chest. What do we do? Josh Jacobs, you go up to the left flat, you don't look to your right, you look to your left. You catch that, that's 30 yards. Like, what are we doing here? Jordan Love, you're the quarterback. You need to take control of the team. If it's 4th down and everything is rushed and they're calling out, hey, he's going to run right here, to call a timeout. Use it. This is your team. You take ownership of it. That's the problem. It's not Matt LaFleur. This man is literally trying to do anything in everything to pull his team out of the fire. And he's doing like a man. He's taking the bullets. But guess what? His team needs to play better. Get off their asses and play better. Block somebody. Catch the ball. Make a tackle. Do something. You can buy the best ingredients, but if you can't fry an egg, you can't cook. Enough is enough. The players need to play better. Execute. Even the last drive, Christian Watson, he had him. You throw it towards the sideline. That's a 30-yard completion, and you're in field goal territory. No, Jordan Love beats him up the field, and some no-name safety breaks up the pass in the last inning. That's not on the coach. He dials up a great play. That's on the quarterback. Like, come on now. The quarterback, the coach can only do so much. Enough is enough. This is Green Bay. We demand excellence. Enough of this. We expect Hall of Famers. Enough is enough. Thanks, boys.
Wow. First of all, I would like to rescind or maybe take credit for really getting him riled up with that Blue Jays remark, but that was out of line. What a great call. And he had receipts. Like, he pointed out all the things where you would say execution caused the failure of that play. And by the way, I do want to defend Christian Watson in one small way. I texted you guys in our group. Somebody tweeted the video and of the ball that he breaks up with his helmet and says, in retrospect, should Christian Watson have caught this? And the person who responded was not Christian Watson's dad, with an explanation as to why Christian did what he did. No, it was Christian Watson who replied with a one-word answer and retweeted it. Didn't just reply to the guy, but put it out for everyone to see. And the one word was, yes. He should have caught it. Instead of defending against the DB and breaking up the pass with his helmet.
Okay, so I agree with a lot of what Ricardo said there. But
I do too.
One of the things that I have to continue to come back to, why did it feel like we were targeting their best corner?
Great question.
Was it because Philly knew where the ball was going? Because, oh boy, he's a stud. Quinyon, what's his last name?
Mitchell. Quinyon Mitchell.
Quinyon Mitchell's a stud. He is a great corner. One of the best in the league. It felt like every throw we made in the big time, he was covering their guy. Whether it was Wicks, Watson, Dobbs. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, typically, I like to go away from your best player.
It's a good
idea.
And
I'm not saying he's Deion Sanders or, you know, anything like that.
Darrell Revis.
But I don't remember ever. Are we just that predictable that he knows where the ball's going? And he's like, all right, I'm going to cover the slot this time. Oh, I'm going to go boundary this time. That, to me, is coaching. Right? So, yes, the execution part of it, I'm always going to say players need to do it. But how on earth is Quinyon Mitchell breaking up that many passes and in the mix that many times on big plays? That shouldn't happen either. It drove me nuts last night. Oh,
it's still driving you nuts
first off,
now.
You think he gets hurt. Next thing you know, he's making play after play after play, and you're kind of like, yeah, the guy's really good. I don't think they had to go trade for somebody else. Hey, let's maybe go see what that guy's about.
Adore Jackson.
That reminds me of like, oh, you know what? Mike is pretty good, but I think we should put three guys on Rashawn Gary and maybe let Mike, we'll maybe chip him with a bat. Maybe we'll just leave a back over there on him. It's the same principle. Like, come on now.
Josh Jacobs finished last night with 107 yards from scrimmage. Jordan Love finished 20 of 36 for 176 yards, no touchdowns, no picks, a 68.8 rating. How did that impact your prize picks for the Knights?
No, he stunk last night. I had McManus making a kick. No. Jacobs with a tutter, that was good. And then Watson, if he turns around and catches the ball, I win. He didn't. He blocked. If they had passes defended at .5 last night for Watson, old T would have won big on prize picks, but that was not the case. And you know what? It's still fun. Whether it's football, basketball, or both, prize picks makes every game more exciting. Been playing for a while now, and it's as fun and as simple as it gets. Which players are going to go off? Which ones were overhyped? If you went less on Hurts and you went less on Love, and you thought it was going to be a defensive slugfest last night, you probably turned those takes into cash. Simple to play, pick more or less on at least two player stats. Get them right, cash in. You also have injury reboots. If your player leaves in the first half, doesn't return, it won't count as a loss. Deposits fast, easy, secure with Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard, and more. Download the PrizePicks app today and use that code WI. You get $50 in lineups after your first $5 lineup. Again, that is code WI. For Prize Picks. Prize Picks, it is good
to be right. Quick point from Scotty in the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube comments. When Richard Sherman was in his prime, Rodgers wouldn't even throw to that side of the field. I'm not saying that Quinyon Mitchell deserved that type of treatment or that was an effective approach. They could have at least taken some of that last night. We'll get to more of your calls next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Switch on the sky and the stars glow for you. Go see the world because it's all so brand new. Don't close your eyes because your future's ready to shine. It's just a matter of time before we learn how to fly. Welcome to the rhythm of
the night. All right, much like Matt LaFleur, it starts with me. I botched that series of calls in the last segment. I'm going to try and do better here. Let's go to Will in L.A., who we had some trouble with. That's on me. Starts with me, play caller. Will, Packers lose 10-7 to the Eagles. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it's totally unacceptable. I have two quick questions, and then I have a solution or an answer to your solution question.
Oh, Tausch loves solutions, so perfect.
Love
I look
solutions.
Forward to this.
Yeah, so here's a go. Here goes. The first question is, can we all agree that the Packers traded Aaron Rodgers a year too late?
Yes.
Yes, correct.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do we think Matt LaFleur is ever going to coach the Packers to a Super Bowl? Because I do not.
I hope he does.
He can't win the muddy games. He doesn't win the muggly. Doesn't win the muggly. Doesn't know how. Can't do it. Policy should be on the phone to the Giants and the Titans today. We should be getting a first and change for Matt LaFleur. And there's a Super Bowl winning head coach that's out of a job who's sitting in Green Bay right now. Interim coach. None of the other people on the staff have earned interim Mike. Coach.
We're bringing back Big Mike.
Back.
We'll have
Let's
Leighton
go.
Back.
Wow.
He's not calling the plays. He's managing. He's watching the defense when the defense is out there. That's what he's doing. He's not in a notebook. Because that's what an offensive coordinator does.
I never saw Big right, Mike do that. All. Thanks for the call, Will. Great point. I don't see that as a viable option. But, you know, they did ask for Mike's input when they were thinking about trading for Micah Parsons. So maybe Goody and Policy want to bring him in on an interim basis.
I don't think that the New York Giants or the Tennessee Titans would be giving up a first-round pick for Matt LaFleur. I don't.
Especially not if they
now, would they hire him? Mm-hmm. I would think they would hire him. And if Matt LaFleur, if Packer fans get their way and they let go of Matt LaFleur, he's not missing a coaching cycle. I can tell you that. He will be hired immediately.
Totally agree. I'm very curious to see how these final, what are we down to, 8 games now play out. I want to go back to Ron and Sheboygan's call. I refuse to think that Matt LaFleur is that terrible of a coach. I just don't believe that's the case.
He's not a terrible coach. Nobody thinks he's – I don't think anybody thinks he's a terrible coach. I think they feel like we've maybe reached our peak with him as the coach. That's where I think Packer fans are.
Yeah. We can get into that further with more of your calls. We want to get to those, so I'll stop talking and ask Tausch to talk about Tito's Vodka before we get to the 11 o'clock hour.
Yeah, I needed one after last night's game. And if you're tailgating before the game, watching from the couch – grilling with friends out in a nice cold, all Tito's Handmade Vodka is always your go-to. Doesn't matter if it's going to be mixed with, you know, it's the fall season. I like a little cranberry in the fall. That's what I like putting in
blueberry.
There. Blueberry? You put in there what you want to put in there. Tito's, it's all about great drinks, but also giving back in a big way. Partnering with nonprofits, doing real good in the communities all across this country, especially for our four-legged friends. So the next time you're raising a glass, make it with Tito's Handmade Vodka. Crafted to be savored responsibly.
The 11 o'clock hour starts in 2 minutes with more of your calls on the Carbless Talk and Text line. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.